This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
It is Monday night, and we are so happy that you are joining us for the Patty Vasquez Show. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and it's a beautiful view of Chicago with the promise of spring on the way. Not yet. It's very windy and chilly. And I hope that wherever you are, you're happy, healthy, and safe. We would love to hear from you anytime tonight during the show. So don't forget, the number is 312-981-7200 if you want to call or text us. Again, the number is 312-981-7200. I know that some of you have still not decided who you're going to vote for in the mayoral election here in Chicago, or maybe for the treasurer's office. So we'll talk a little bit about that later on, because some headlines, I think, bumped that really away from people's attention. So we'll touch on that. And I also want to talk a little bit about Lucy Flores' story in regards to her experience with Joe Biden and the way people are feeling about that. I want to tell you first about a great event we have coming up on Friday night. And comedian Paul Farvar and I, we have a couple of events coming up, and this is our first one out of the gate.
Yeah, this month. Friday. I'm looking forward to it. Back in the friendly confines of the west suburbs, where I feel comfortable.
Is Glen Ellen near to...
It's close to Oak Brook, yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's right in my hood.
So you're familiar with that area.
I know exactly where this is at, yeah.
We are performing in the Stand Up for Scholars LOL event on April 5th, and that's this Friday night. And we want you to go to auxcdhdel.org, and you click on events, and you'll get right there. But to tell us more about it, we have Sandy Moran, who's joining us in studio. And thank you so much for inviting us to participate.
Yeah, thanks for offering to support us for this event, and thanks for having us here today. It's going to be really great. It's Friday evening. The Auxiliary is supporting our scholarship program, and we're trying to raise funds to continue supporting the next generation of caregivers. And we award scholarships for area students that reside in the service areas of Central DuPage and Del Norte Hospital. We are the Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, and we support Central DuPage and Del Norte, and you know, we're extremely proud of this program, and it's just a great, it's just going to be a great event.
Now, Anne, when she talks about the scholarship program and how you know, this is intended to support that program, tell us a little bit about how you know, some of the students get involved and what this does to help them in their careers.
So,
ooh, there we go. That was me.
No problem.
Okay.
So, it basically, these students are, they start at the high school level, and they'll go all the way through, really, med school. We have a lot of kids currently in the med school program. But one thing they all have in common is they are pursuing a career in healthcare. So these kids and these students are the future of medicine. These are what we are seeing for the future of what, in our hospitals, in our communities. So ideally to us, when these students come back after they've left the community, mm-hmm. and they go and they do their schoolwork and they come back, we love when they come back and they actually work in our local hospitals. And we have a great example of one of those. Her name is Emily. She is a labor and delivery nurse in Del Norte. And she, to me, is a great example of the face of this scholarship program, because not only did she grow up in the area, she was a multiple-year scholarship recipient. She came back to work as a labor and delivery nurse at Del Norte Hospital, and she'll be at the event on Friday night. So we're really excited for you to meet her. And again, there are so many great stories these students.
We're going to be showing some video of our scholarship recipients as well.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be great.
In addition to the video, and of course, Paul and I are performing, tell us a little bit about the sort of schedule of events. I know that doors open at 6:30.
Doors open 6:30, mm-hmm. open bar. It's going to be a dinner tasting experience, and the program will begin around 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and Paul will start off, and we'll have Paul, and then we'll have him, you know.
Is the open bar still going to be going when I start? I'm asking for the crowd to know how much no. they're going to be drinking.
Okay, actually, good. No. Whew. The open bar will be closed during the program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the open bar will be closed during the program.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
So our VIP section will have service to the tables.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
We'll have a VIP section, and then the open bar will be closed, but there will be a wine pull where they can go and they can actually cork the wine and drink it while they're participating. We'll have live auction. We have some great live auction items. We have Bentley for a weekend and a New York getaway, Broadway tickets with a backstage tour. Have some great things happening
and some live music and joining us as part of the band. Doc Tony, what do you what's the name of the band?
It's a little bit of a medical name, Vital Signs.
Oh, there you go.
Thought it was pretty fitting.
How long have you been a musician?
I've been a musician my whole life. I'm 85 years old.
Uh-huh. Come on. Then I was going to say, I don't know who your plastic surgeon is, but well done, my friend.
John Kufrin. Mm-hmm. but no, we have a great cover band, Vital Signs. We've been playing in the western suburbs probably for the last 20 years. My daughter, Emily, is sitting next to me, and she's our singer at this point.
Hello, Emily.
We have a great, lively band, and we're planning on rocking the house with everyone.
We also need that open bar, though. Sound better.
We always sound better.
We sound better, yeah.
Now, what is one of your favorite songs? I mean, and maybe not necessarily your favorite to, you know, you look forward to coming up, but what makes a band really click sometimes? Because I think there's a different energy, obviously,
whenever we can have fun and whenever we see that everyone's having fun, that's the mark of a good song for us. So we encourage crowd participation. We have tons of percussion instruments, tambourines,
djembe?
Which can be
djembe.
Djembe. We can crack a djembe out for
can
you.
I play?
Great. Yeah, yes. We'll start a little drum right. circle for. Yeah. So
I was a musician too, there, Doc. So
there you go. Are a musician.
That's true.
Yeah, we could feature you.
We're happy to have you play. That's the best part about our band is we're all encompassing.
Yeah, and we do take requests here and there if we know them and we're good at them. But yeah,
we will have an opportunity for all of our guests to participate and ask for a request as well.
Oh. So you have like a jar, people can drop a piece of paper in there.
And what do you think you're going to request?
Just something like
Patty doesn't know names of songs.
Stop. You know the last movie I saw, which so it'll be a Queen song, I'm sure they'll request.
Oh shoot!
Oh, that's right. I got to start warming up my voice.
That's all it's on.
Yeah, I also like Joan Jett. So I love rock and roll. How's
all right, yeah, that's in the repertoire. Yeah.
Patty's really into Miley Cyrus right now too. Do you have any Miley Cyrus?
We only play pre-2000s Miley Cyrus.
Oh, there you go. That's Patty's favorite.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break here. Hang out with our friends. Northwestern Medicine is obviously a big part of this because you guys are under the umbrella of Northwestern Medicine.
Yes, we are.
And it's Central DuPage Hospital and
Delnor Hospital.
You can go to auxcdhdel.org and go to their events. We're going to be there on Friday night in Glen Ellen at the Abington Distinctive Banquets. And doors open at 6:30 again. That is this Friday night. The evening includes open bar, dinner, stand up with me and Paul, live music with Vital Signs. Let's talk about it more when we come back on 720 WGN. Sometimes my guests tell me cool things off the air, and then I have to ask them to repeat it. We are talking to our friends from the Auxiliary. Give me the exact name just so get it.
The Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage, and Delnor Hospital.
See, and that's why I have to ask. That's a lot.
It is. It's a very
big
long
name.
It's a big name. And
right.
We want to make sure that we honor that by getting it accurately pronounced.
Well, thank you for that.
My producer's wondering if you could do that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern
Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage, and Delnor Hospitals.
Excellent. And we can go to auxcdhdel.org for the event that we are here talking about tonight with Paul Farvar. Yes.
When they do the scholarships, do you have to, is that the first question you ask them? It's like, what are you here for? And then they have to say it, they have to repeat it. And if they don't, you're like, see you later.
That's the first test that we give them.
Really? You should. That should be your first test. Because
we'll
if they can't get that
application for you starting 2020.
No, I'm not applying. But I feel like if someone gets that right, be like, all right, you're already in the top three.
You're in.
Again, we were talking to Sandy Ann, and I'm going with Doc Tony because I know you said call you Tony, but you're a doctor, and I don't feel comfortable dropping that.
That's fine.
Doc is good.
From the Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage, and Delanor Hospitals.
That's right. That's got it.
I found the webpage.
Nice job. Yeah.
See? Oh, you go to the website, you'll get all the right information.
We just launched that website. We are a new modern auxiliary moving forward. We're 59 years old, and we are just launching our first website.
Happy birthday, and congratulations on the website. It is the Stand Up for Scholars, LOL. It's this Friday night, April 5th. Doors open at 6:30. Your tickets include open bar, dinner, stand-up comedy, and live music with Vital Signs. And is that right?
That's right.
Vital Signs. And
John Kufrin and Vital Signs.
And you mentioned that there are VIP tickets available as well.
Yes. So our sponsors are our VIP guests.
So that's
So they'll be roped off and they'll have special
bottle service.
Bottle service.
Fancy. You know. I don't think I've ever been any place. I don't even know what that means. What is bottle service? People bring over the bottle?
Yeah. It's
they
just
leave the bottle?
Yeah, they leave the bottle and they serve it to you. They have like a server will serve you the bottles and make the drinks for you. Yeah. Depending on where you're at.
Have you had bottle service?
I've been around bottle service.
See? I've been near the velvet ropes of bottle service.
I've seen it. Like, I've witnessed it.
From a distance. Now, Anne, you were saying off the air that you've given away over a million, not you personally.
Not me.
But
personally,
over the 59 years of the organization, over $1 million in scholarships.
The auxiliary has raised and given over $1 million in scholarships to these students. Well-deserved students. These are students that they're impressive. They have good stories to tell. They've been to great places. They've helped a lot of people. They're smart. They are, they have great personal recommendations from either teachers or counselors or people that they've worked with. They've really given back a lot in the very young life that they've had. So our application deadline actually closed last night. So we are just trickling in. Your application had to be postmarked by 3:31. So we're still getting in applications for the next couple of days. But we've got 80-plus applications that we're going through for the next 3 or 4 weeks to determine who gets the scholarships.
Well, since there isn't time for the folks that have already submitted, what catches your attention? Is there anything that you... I mean, I don't want to make anybody feel badly if they're listening and they've already submitted their submission. Maybe I should ask you, like, in between this time period so that you can prep for that answer. You didn't
know. No, I think we do have a reading committee. So it's me and six other people, and... we look at the GPA, we look at the personal recommendations, we look at the teacher recommendations, we look at their personal statement. You really can get a feel for these people very quickly on who they are and what they have to offer. And some of it is just hardcore good qualities that, you know, you want in the medical profession. So they've achieved a lot, like I said earlier, in their young life. So there is not a bad applicant in those 80 plus applications that we have to date. So it's a tough decision. It's not easy to say no. And these kids, we are scaling them, and they're within point two of each other. So
and that's the way you
tight
to break the tie is who can say the name right.
Right, exactly. There we go. We have it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's called the Paul test. Can you call it the Paul test?
Now, Doc,
I'm writing it down
as the member of Vital Signs. Are you the band leader?
No. We're a democracy.
Oh, very nice.
Informal band leader.
There you go. What area of medicine are you in?
I'm a general surgeon.
Oh dear. All right then. Hi.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
He says guts and butts for the listeners out
guts
there.
Guts and butts. Well, and by the way, for listeners who've been texting, and I got a really cool card, and this isn't part of our story. I was supposed to have surgery last week, and I had to postpone it. And so thank you very much for the cards. Some folks were wondering if I was recovering. We had to postpone it for various reasons, so I will talk more about that. But I'm fascinated by, I've only had one surgery. This was going to be my second surgery in my entire life besides oral. Like, I don't even know if I had oral surgery, but I had my appendix out. Do you do appendix?
I do appendixes, yes.
Mine started to explode apparently on the table. Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
I just want to make sure that they were being legit with me when that's what they said. I was 13. I thought maybe they were lying to me.
No, they were telling you the truth.
Do you still have them count backwards?
You know, that's the role of the anesthesiologist.
Yeah, right. But, do they still do that?
Sometimes.
I got to 94.
Did you?
Is that pretty good?
From 100 or?
Yeah, from 100. No, backwards. It was backwards. So, how do you guys rehearse for an event like this?
We practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to
learn. Do you get time? I mean, like, it's got to be hard time-wise.
You know, it's a great release, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that can give you some, you know, work-life balance, this is the thing that does it for me. I'm not a big golfer, but I enjoy music a lot. And,
that's great.
He'll come home from 8 hours of operating, which I think is safe. I think 8 hours is probably your limit.
No.
Eight hours of operating and then just immediately want to start jamming. So we have a little bit of a family band thing going. We've been playing music in our family for, let's see, I'm 26, so for 26 years, and yeah, it's definitely a way to release.
Our band is a great group of guys. We have a superb keyboard player, John Kufrin, very talented guy, Mike Flynn, guitarist, Tom Colangelo, drummer, and Ron Hilger on bass, and then my son, Mark Altamari, frequently plays with us as well, so it's a great release. It's a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. Again, the event is this Friday night. You can go to auxcdhdel.org, and that's for the Stand Up for Scholars LOL event. That's Friday night, April 5th. Doors open at 6:30, and the evening includes an open bar, dinner, stand-up comedy with me and Paul Farvar Esquire, and live music from Vital Signs, and it will be at the Abington Distinctive Banquets in Glen Ellyn. And I wanted to start something new, and I kind of threw you guys for a loop when I said, I'm going to start with you. We're going to start something during interviews when we have time, and I know we're running up against it, but I just want to ask you, because, you know, there's so many, like, cruel things out there when it comes to the internet, or, you know, in public with the exchanges that we have. I asked you earlier, like, what's the kindest thing anyone's ever said or done for you, Sandy?
So the first thing that came to my mind, it was actually a couple years ago at one of our galas. It was our director of events. She had a birthday cake for me. It was my birthday the day of the gala, and she had a birthday cake made and brought it to my table, and they sang happy birthday to me. And I just thought, wow, here we are at this event. And she just really took the time to make that day special. She knew that it was my birthday. So I thought that was a great thing.
We should send that clip to her so that she knows that you still think of that.
Okay.
Just because that's the other thing, is to remind people that what they do matters, right? Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference. Anne, do you want to share one?
Oh, okay. You know, this is kind of funny, but it's been a busy week for me.
Uh-huh.
And my husband, who I think might be listening, today he was on the train and he was coming home, and I said to him, do you mind when you walk in the door? I'm not going to be upset with you, but I just want you to just walk in, and I'm going to finish things that I'm doing, and then I have to go to this radio show. And he walked in, and he is a talker, and he was so quiet, and it was like the sweetest thing.
Aww.
And then I walked out, I kissed him, and I said, thank you so much for just doing as I asked you to do.
Being.
That's the most recent in my mind.
Yeah, and thank you, Tim. That's the thing. Thank you, Tim. Love that. Emily, do you want to share one with us?
Yeah, I have one involving my dad.
Aww.
So I was coming home from Japan, actually, after breaking up with my long college boyfriend. And I was really, really sad, really upset, had traveled for 24 hours. And my dad greeted me at the airport with Chipotle, which he read my mind. Of course, I was craving a burrito and a big bouquet of balloons. And it was just the nicest thing ever. Yeah.
So thanks, Dad. Your turn.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
We'll finish with you, Dad.
You know, you just tackle what you say. There's kindness, little kind things that can be done go so far, you know. So I'm in the office. I operate on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually full long days. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm in the office. And, you know, one of the privileges I have, right, is to take care of people. It's truly a privilege. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I get to do on a daily basis. Thursday, I'm in the office, and you've been in Doc's office. We're always running late, right? We have six balls up in the air. We're juggling everything, and a patient grabbed my hand and said, "Doc, how you doing today?" And you know, so those little acts, just that little touch, you know, the physical touch. And I said, "No, this is reverse. That's what I'm supposed to ask you, right?"
Yeah.
But those are the kind of things that just really make your day. There's no doubt about that.
And you were all my first with kind words. A little kindness goes a long way. More after this on 720 WGN.